This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said the strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. Also on Thursday, President Biden called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find that the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted that the recent release of several Saudi American activists and Saudi women's rights activists and affirmed the importance the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. The White House did not provide any explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom in alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its regional rival, Iran. Via remote, this is V.